This is National Native News. I'm Antonia Gonzalez. The Blackfeet Nation in Montana declared a state of emergency Sunday due to grass fires and high wind. Residents in the community of Blackfoot were ordered to evacuate as a precaution. Browning Middle School was opened as an emergency shelter. According to the tribe's incident command, cause was being determined Sunday as crews worked to control the blaze. By 6 p.m., 25,000 acres had burned and one structure was lost. A measure in the Washington legislature would expand the state's innovative model for affordable long-term care. Tribes could opt in, as Eric Tegedoff reports.
The Long-Term Care Trust Act, passed in 2019, created a trust fund for Washingtonians through a payroll premium that collects 58 cents for every $100 earned. It was the first of its kind in the nation. House Bill 1323 would ensure that people with disabilities have access to the program and allow tribal communities in the state to opt in. Vicki Lowe is head of the American Indian Health Commission.
The values that tribes and indigenous people have for taking care of their elders and trying to keep them home as much as they can really align with this type of coverage. So they were very interested in it.
The bill also clarifies how people can opt out, such as if they have an existing long-term care policy. The lifetime cap for benefits is $36,500. The insurance industry has argued against the program, saying it could provide better coverage cheaper. The bill currently is in the Senate Committee on Health and Long-Term Care. I'm Eric Tegedoff.
In Wisconsin, thousands have lost their lives to COVID-19, and Native Americans are dying at the highest rate in the state. The Bad River Band of Lake Superior Chippewa recently lost tribal elder Joe Rose at the age of 85 due to complications from the virus. Danielle Kading reports on the lives he touched.
Joe Rose was the first person to welcome Patty Lowe to the Bad River community when she reconnected with the tribe 45 years ago. Lowe is a Bad River tribal member, but she grew up in Milwaukee.
He became like a second dad to me. Everything I learned about the Ojibwe, I learned from Joe.
Bad River Tribal Chairman Mike Wiggins says Joe was an encyclopedia of knowledge about the history of the Anishinaabe people and their cultural practices. He taught people to live in a way that would benefit those for seven generations to come.
From a community perspective, you know, all of our elders are real sacred because they give us those tangible ties to the past and help us remember where we came from.
Rose passed on his teachings to Bad River youth and through a Native American studies program at a private college in northern Wisconsin. That's where Lacoutere tribal member Mick Isham first met Joe more than 30 years ago. He's now executive administrator of the Great Lakes Indian Fish and Wildlife Commission.
That guy saved my life, and I'll never forget it, because I swear I don't know where I'd be without him.
Isham, whose dad is Native and mom is white, remembers struggling with his identity. He says Joe helped him find his way. Lowe says losing someone to the virus is always heartbreaking, but she says it hits tribal communities even harder.
To lose those elders who can speak the language and know all the truths embedded in that language is so devastating.
Bad River tribal member Dylan Jennings says many are still in shock, but he knows Joe would be proud to see community members continuing his legacy.
He's made a huge enough impact to where his memory lives on through our language being revitalized and our cultural way of life and our ceremonies being revitalized and still being carried forward.
So that those teachings will live on for the next seven generations. I'm Danielle Kading.
And I'm Antonia Gonzalez.
National Native News is produced by Kawanak Broadcast Corporation with funding by the Corporation for Public Broadcasting.
Support from AmeriCorps. Members who serve in VISTA fight against poverty while earning money for college and gaining skills. Rewarding service opportunities are available in communities across America. Info at AmeriCorps.gov/VISTA.
Kawanak Broadcast Corporation is looking for an enthusiastic and creative person to manage our social media and website content, information and application for the digital producer job at nativenews.net under employment.
Native Voice One, the Native American Radio Network.